哈利路亚，愿大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to you all.
愿大家平安这句话是我们真耶稣教会常常会讲的。
The phrase peace to you all is something that for us brothers and sisters in True Jesus Church, something we always say.
无论是我们见面的时候
whether it's in greeting each other.
尤其是我们在分别的 离开的时候
or perhaps when we are saying goodbye.
我们都会跟弟兄姐妹说平安。
We will say to our brothers and sisters, peace to you.
因为大家把平安看的是很重要。
Because we look at peace as something important.
信主的人最宝贵的就是从神那边能够得到平安。
Those who believe in the Lord, what we seek for is peace from Him.
其实愿你们平安这句话是从圣经，从主耶稣的口中常常讲的。
And in truth, the phrase, may peace be with you, this is from a passage in the Bible, something the Lord Jesus himself had said.
尤其是主耶稣复活之后升天以前。
And especially after Jesus has been resurrected before he ascended to heaven.
主耶稣好几次跟门徒说愿你们平安。
A few times the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, may peace be with you.
这个都是在门徒心中最不安的时候主耶稣出现所讲的话。
And it was often during the times when his disciples felt great unrest in their hearts that he came forth to encourage them.
到底什么事情让门徒的心中有很不安呢？
So what things happened that gave them unrest in their heart?
怎么样才可以在主耶稣里面真的有平安呢？
And how do we gain true peace within the Lord?
我们看约翰福音的第二十章。
Let's take a look at the Gospel of John, chapter 20.
约翰福音的第二十章第十九节。
The Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 19.
约翰福音二十章第十九节。
Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 19.
那日就是七日的第一日。晚上门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人门都关了耶稣来站在当中对他们说愿你们平安
Verse 19 on the evening of that first day of the week when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews Jesus came and stood among them and said peace be with you
主耶稣在这个时候已经复活了
At this time the Lord Jesus has resurrected
但是门徒并不是很清楚
However, the disciples, they did not have a lot of clarity.
虽然有妇女做见证说去到坟墓看不到耶稣的尸体。
Even though there were women who testified that they journeyed to his tomb, but they did not see his body anymore.
虽然天使说主耶稣已经复活了，你为什么在死人的地方找活人呢？
And even though the angels appeared to them and told them that the Lord has resurrected, then why do you seek the dead while the person is living?
但是他们还是很害怕。
However, the disciples, they were still afraid.
这里特别记载第十九节说他们怕的是犹太人。
It especially records here in verse 19 that they fear the Jews.
所以门都关了。
This is why they locked their doors.
为什么怕犹太人？
Why were they afraid of the Jews?
因为犹太人刚把主耶稣钉十字架。
Because the Jews had just nailed Jesus onto the cross.
他把主耶稣抓了，告到那个比拉多那边去。
The Jews arrested Jesus, and he was trialed before Pontius Pilate.
所以他们很害怕，下一个犹太人会不会来抓主耶稣的门徒呢
？They feared among themselves that were they next to be arrested by the Jews.
你想想看，如果今天政府要来抓教会的传道、执事、负责人。
Imagine to yourselves if today the government is here to arrest the preachers and the deacons.
那作为信徒啊，可能大家也应该有点担心。
And perhaps as believers, you yourselves would be quite worried.
因为我们那边有你们的名单啊。
Because we have a registration of all of our believers.
你们住哪里？
We know where you live.
教会都有档案。
And the church has a profile for all of its members.
如果在不自由的国家把这些教会的带领者都抓了，那肯定下一个也会去抓。
Perhaps in a country without a religious freedom, after the ministers and pastors are arrested, the members might be next.
所以他们很害怕。
Therefore, the disciples had great fear.
很害怕自己的生命会不会受到危险。
They were afraid whether their lives were in danger.
所以一个人为什么会失去平安？
Why would someone lose their peace?
其实最关键的就是心中有恐惧。
Because the key factor is that they have fear in their hearts.
他会担心。下一分钟会发生什么事情
？They worry what may happen in the next minute.
其实并不是真的是那么危险。
But truthfully, it was not as dangerous as they thought.
我们知道祭司、文士还有那些法利赛人，他们针对的是主耶稣。
Because we know that the priests and the Pharisees of that time, they were targeting Jesus.
他们不是真的是要把每一个基督徒都抓去钉十字架。
It was not in their plan to arrest every Christian and nail them to the cross.
因为那么多，哪里抓得完呢？
Because there were so many of them, if they decided to arrest them all, this plan would never end.
但是他们自己会想象。
However, they imagine to themselves.
他们会想象最不好的事情会发生在他身上。
They imagine that the worst case scenario would happen on themselves.
所以心中就很恐惧。
This is why they had fear in their hearts.
啊，所以就把门关起来。
Therefore, they close and lock their doors.
今天没有人要抓我们去鞭打或去下到监牢。
Today, there's no person who will come and arrest us and take us to the whipping post.
但是有时候我们心中缺少平安，因为我们害怕。
Yet still, we often lack peace in our hearts because we have fear.
尤其是当有一些事情发生的时候。
Especially when some things happen.
你会想很多。
You will think a lot.
会不会有很坏的情况发生在我身上呢？
Would this bad scenario happen to me?
会不会我没有办法承担呢？
Would I not be able to take this burden?
我生病了会不会死呢？
If I am sick, will I die?
我失业了会不会一直找不到工作呢？
If I lose my job, will I always be unemployed?
我遇到困难了，这个问题会不会没有办法解决呢？
If I encounter trouble, will I never find a solution?
有时候问题本身不可怕。
Often the trouble itself is not as scary.
是那种担心让我们压倒了，被我们被压倒了。
But what makes you crumble is the anxiety and worry that you feel in your heart.
在新闻有一个真实的故事。
There was a true story in the news.
有一个人呢，他去看医生，做身体健康检查。
There was a man who went to the doctor for a health checkup.
那医生就告诉他。
And the doctor told him.
对不起。
I'm sorry.
你得了不治之症。
You have a terminal illness.
你已经剩三个月。
You have 3 months left.
你要吃什么就好好去吃。
Enjoy the food that you can have.
要去哪里玩就赶快去。
If you have any destinations on your bucket list, then you should go there soon.
你就剩三个月而已。
You have 3 months only left.
听说这个消息，非常的害怕。
And this man heard of this news and he was terrified.
他觉得我平常身体那么好，怎么会得病呢？
He thought to himself, I'm so healthy normally, how can I be so sick?
我每天做运动，怎么会很快就死呢？
I exercise every day and how can I die so quickly?
他没有办法去想通。
He could not imagine how this is possible.
也没有办法去接受。
And he could not accept this.
然后他一直想，我死的时候会怎么样？
And he kept thinking what will happen when I die.
哇，他担心，担心又担心。
He was worrying day by day.
结果呢，他不到三个月，一个半月就死了。
And he did not even live out those 3 months, but he passed away after 1.5 months.
但是当他死了之后。
However, after he died,
医院发觉他的那个报告跟另外一个人的身体报告啊，另外一个病人的报告啊，搞混了。
The hospital made a shocking discovery that his labs were switched with another patient.
原来只剩三个月。命的那个病人是另外一个，他是好好的。
There was a mix-up, and the patient with a terminal illness who only had 3 months left was actually someone else, and he was very healthy.
这个报告错误的读给他听了，让他知道了。
And because of this mix-up in his report, then a false result was given to him.
所以他很害怕。
And he was terrified.
怕到最后就死掉了。
He was terrified to the point of death.
所以有时候问题本身不是最困难的。
And therefore, the trouble itself may not be the most fearsome.
是那种惧怕，那种担心把我们压倒了。
But it is the fear, the worry that you feel that will make us crumble.
惧怕跟平安是不可能同时存在的。
Being terrified and peace cannot coexist.
他们有惧怕，他们就把门关起来。
When these disciples were terrified, they closed their doors.
有时候我们心中也是一样。
It is the same with our hearts.
当你很害怕的时候，你就会把你的心里的门关起来。
When you are terrified, you close the doors to your heart.
你不想跟人家讲话。
You don't want to talk to anyone.
不想跟人家接触。
You don't want to have contact with anybody.
甚至有时候会把正常的社交都把它停掉了。
Even to the point that you stop socializing altogether.
这个就是现代人非常常见的所谓的忧郁症。
This is a common symptom of depression in modern society.
有些人身体好好的。
Some people, they are quite healthy.
但是因为得了忧郁症。
However, because they are depressed.
他很恐惧。
They have fear.
他不敢出门。
They are afraid to go out of their house.
他觉得外面的世界很可怕。
They have agoraphobia, which is the fear of the outside world.
这里人那么多，我怎么办？
There's so many people here. What should I do?
我要躲在哪里？
Where should I hide?
外面车那么多。
There's so many cars outside.
很危险。
It's so dangerous.
所以叫躲在家里。
Therefore, they hide out in their own home.
不单止物质的门关了，心里的门也关了。
Not only do they close their physical doors, but they also close the doors to their heart.
为什么这样？
Why is this?
因为有惧怕。
Because they have fear.
心中就没有平安。
And they lack peace in their heart.
今天也有很多年轻人。
There's many young people today.
他沉迷了这个网络的世界。
They're deeply addicted to the internet.
因为他们很害怕外面的世界。
Because they're afraid of the outside world.
啊，网络的世界他比较能够掌握。
In the internet world, then they have more control.
但是你叫他出去找工作，出去上班，他很害怕。
However, if you ask this youth to go out and find a job or to interact, they are terrified.
啊，这个都是惧怕影响人的思想跟行为。
This is just one example of how fear can affect your conduct and your perspective.
但是为什么我们要信主？
But why do we believe in the Lord?
我们信主最主要的目的之一，就是主耶稣要进到我们的心中，要把我们的惧怕拿走。
A key purpose of our belief is that when the Lord Jesus enters your heart, He is here to take away your fear.
所以他一进到门徒中间，一显现的时候，第一句话讲什么？
This is why, as soon as Jesus appeared among the disciples, what was the first thing that He said to them?
我们再来看第十九节。
Let's take a look at verse 19.
这里说门徒关了，耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”
Here it says the doors were locked for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you.
这句话也是主耶稣在你遇到人生恐惧的时候要跟你讲的。
This is also something that the Lord Jesus will say to you when you encounter something frightening in your life.
你的门关了，别人进不来。
You close your doors, nobody can come in.
主耶稣可以进来。
But the Lord Jesus, He can.
主耶稣可以穿透任何一个关闭的心门。
He can go through any barrier that you put up in your heart.
主耶稣知道你在怕什么。
He knows what you are afraid of.
主耶稣知道你躲在哪里。
He knows where you are hiding.
你没有地方躲了，在神面前你不用躲。
Before God, you have nowhere to hide.
也不用，也没有办法躲。
And you have no method to hide yourself.
主知道进到直接进到你的面前。
The Lord, He knows to He knows to go in your heart.
啊，当你被发现的时候，你心里面可能很恐惧。哎，怎么主耶稣知道我在这里
？Perhaps when He finds you, you would be a little shocked and say to yourself, "How did He find me?"
主耶稣怎么知道我的很尴尬的地方，或者是很恐惧的东西
？How did He know my awkward thoughts and what I'm afraid of?
主耶稣早就进来了。
But the Lord Jesus has been in your heart since the beginning.
早就知道了。
He has long understood what you're afraid of.
这个时候他要跟你讲，愿你们平安。
And it is in this particular moment that he will tell you, peace be with you.
弟兄姐妹，你听到主耶稣这句话，是不是很安慰呢？
Brothers and sisters, when you hear the Lord Jesus tell you this, are you comforted?
在台湾的这个医院的布道里面。
In Taiwan, there's an evangelism project in hospitals.
弟兄姐妹啊，宣道组有时候都会去医院宣道。
Brothers and sisters in this evangelical group would often go preach in hospitals.
一户一户的啊，去一个一个床位的去传福音。
There are those who go to patient by patient in their individual beds to preach.
其实啊，很多其他的宗教团体都有在这样做。
And in truth, there are many other religious groups who do the same.
但我们真教会也应该要这样做。
And our church, which is the true church, we should do the same.
那些传福音的弟兄姐妹呢，就穿着教会的制服去传福音。
And those brothers and sisters, they wear the uniform of the church and they go to preach the gospel.
但是他们看到病人躺在那边很辛苦。
When they see the patients lying in their hospital bed, they can see that they are suffering.
他们也不知道第一句开口要说什么。
And it's very hard to find the opening line. What should they say?
如果你正常人问你好吗，那这个多余了。躺在那边当然是不好嘛。
In a normal conversation, you might start with "How are you?" But saying that to someone lying in a hospital bed, it might be quite redundant.
后来呢，有传道人呢，就按照圣经，就训练那些福音组的工人。
And later on, the pastors they were training these holy workers according to the Bible.
第一句话要学主耶稣。
The first thing they must say, we must imitate the Lord Jesus.
一开口先说愿你们平安。
The first thing that come out of their mouth shall be peace be with you.
然后再介绍自己，我们是真耶稣教会的 福音工同工。
And then the holy workers go on to introduce themselves, saying that they are the workers from True Jesus Church.
你身体不舒服，我们帮你祷告好不好
？If you are not feeling well, we will pray for you.
啊，他一般的病人有一些说，哦，好啊，有人祷告当然好。
And many of the hospital patients will say, "You will pray for me. Thank you. I appreciate it."
那如果他们想听多一些福音，我们就讲。
And if they want to listen to more of the gospel, then the holy workers will tell them.
真的，这句话很有力量。愿你们平安。
And truly, this phrase has a lot of power. May peace be with you.
如果你肉体不平安的，你就希望肉体可以平安、舒服一点。
If it is your physical body that lacks peace, then may your health gain this.
但是，就算肉体不能解决。
But even if you cannot solve your physical disease,
肉体还是痛。
Even you, if you still have physical pain,
至少主耶稣来到会让你心安定下来。
Then at least with the arrival of the Lord Jesus in your heart, you will feel peace.
好，主耶稣讲完这句话之后，做了一个动作。
After the Lord Jesus said, "May peace be with you," he had an action.
二十节
，verse 20.
说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。门徒看见主，就喜乐了。
John chapter 20, verse 20. After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord.
我们来思考，如果心中有一个图案，有一个画面的话，你可以把这幕画出来。
Let's consider to yourself if you were to imagine this like a painting. Can you, how do you imagine this drawing?
主耶稣说了，愿你们平安之后，马上把手和肋旁指给他们看。
After the Lord Jesus said, "May peace be with you," he showed the disciples his hands and his side.
今天如果你身上有伤痕，你会用纱布把它包起来，通常不会给人家看。
Today, if you had an injury on your body, then it would probably be bandaged and covered, and you would probably not show people.
因为伤口本身不好看。
Because the wound itself is not very pretty.
尤其是啊，那些大的伤口，血肉模糊，刚流过血，那里面可能还有一些烂的肉，怎么好看呢？
Especially for those larger wounds, it is a fleshly wound. There may be blood and corrupted flesh.
甚至可能会臭。
It would even have a smell.
所以我们人有伤口，通常都是会把它封闭，把它隐藏起来。
Therefore, typically, when men have a wound on their body, we would hide it. We would cover it up.
除非你去看医生，才会让医生看。
Unless you are seeking a doctor, then you will show, the doctor.
但是主耶稣知道门徒没有平安。
However, the Lord Jesus knew that the disciples they lacked peace.
他们很害怕。
They had fear.
怎么样可以把他们的惧怕拿走呢？
And how did he remove their fear?
他们要看一个东西。
They were to see one thing.
他们要看主耶稣的伤痕。
And they were to see the wounds of the Lord Jesus.
这个伤痕不是一般的伤痕。
This is not a typical wound.
是被钉十字架的伤痕。
These are injuries he sustained from being nailed to the cross.
我们知道主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，他全身都是伤痕。
We understand that when Jesus was nailed to the cross, he had wounds all over his body.
他头被戴了荆棘的冠冕。
His head was wounded from the crown of thorns.
他的背被鞭打了很多条的这个伤痕。
And on his back, they were whipping wounds from being beaten.
但是他身上有几处的伤痕是其他伤痕没有办法比较的。
Yet there were a few places on his body that the wounds were incomparable to the others.
因为主耶稣的双手还有脚被三根大铁钉钉破了。
Because the hands and feet of the Lord Jesus had the wounds from the great nail they used to put him on the cross.
三根钉子要把主耶稣固定在十字架上。
Three large metal nails nailed him to the cross.
你可以想象罗马兵丁啊。钉下去的时候要多用力才有办法钉主耶稣。
You can only imagine when the nails were being nailed through his hands and feet, how hard they had to hit that hammer.
所以这个手的伤痕一定很大。
You can imagine how large these wounds in his hands were.
还有主耶稣断气之后。
And when he breathed his last.
这个兵丁用枪来刺耶稣的肋旁。
There was a soldier who pierced his side with a spear.
有水跟血流出来。
And there was water and blood that flowed out.
所以这个肋旁啊，也有一个很大的伤口。
Therefore, there was also a large wound where his ribs were.
这些伤口都是主耶稣为门徒还有为全人类所受的苦的记号啊。
All of these wounds were marks of the Lord Jesus, his suffering in order to redeem the disciples and everyone else in the world.
很奇妙，主耶稣一把这伤口给门徒看，门徒这里说 就喜乐了。
Miraculously, as soon as he showed them these wounds in his hand and side, the disciples were overjoyed.
原来在一个人伤痛的时候，
because when someone is in turmoil,
一个人害怕的时候，
when someone is afraid,
有什么东西可以让他感觉平安呢？
What things can give them peace?
你讲一个笑话给他听，他不会开心。
If you make a joke, will they feel peace?
你让他去玩，他也没有心情。
If you give them entertainment, they don't have the mood for it.
因为人在没有心情的时候，对这些喜乐的东西是没有兴趣的。
When you're in a downward mood, then you have no intention for entertainment.
原来人在伤痛的时候，只有另外一个人的伤痛可以感觉，还有可以帮助他。
And truthfully, when you are deep in sorrow, it is someone else's sorrow that will uplift you.
我们看以赛亚书五十三章。
Let's take a look at Isaiah chapter 53.
以赛亚五十三章的第五节。
Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5.
以赛亚五十三章的第五节。
Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Verse 5, but he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we were healed.
就是说我们得平安，我们得医治。
Here it says that we have been brought peace and healing.
是一种心灵上的医治。
This is a kind of peace and healing upon our hearts.
有个弟兄他住院了。
There was a brother who was in the hospital.
他得到非常严重的病。
He was gravely ill.
准备要开刀。
And he was about to undergo surgery.
这个身体以后的状况他也没有把握。
And the future of his health he had no control over.
他很担心。
He was very worried.
很多人去访问他。
Many members went to see him.
都没有办法安慰他。
And there were no way that they can comfort him.
有一个另外一个弟兄去访问他。
There was another brother who went to visit him.
他只是跟他讲两句话。
And he only had exchanged a brief conversation.
他说你这个病哦。我以前也得过。
He said, this illness that you have, I've had it before.
我知道你现在感觉怎么样。
I know how you feel.
还有呢，我也开过这个刀。
And I've had the same surgery that you're about to go under.
但是呢，主耶稣带领着我。
However, the Lord Jesus has guided me.
我也相信主耶稣会带领你。
And in the same way, I believe that our Lord will also guide you.
他一听这个弟兄跟他分享。
As soon as he heard the sharing from this brother,
你也经历过这个事情啊。
You have experienced the same thing.
那你也怎样走过来了？
You have come over to the other side.
你也可以得胜。
You have also been justified.
那我应该也 OK 的，也可以的。
Then I would be okay too, right?
因为另外一个弟兄曾经经历过的伤痛，感动到他。
Because of the suffering encountered by another brother, this person was moved.
有时候我们在受苦的时候，以为我们是全世界、全宇宙唯一一个在受苦的人。
Sometimes when we are suffering, it feels like we are the only person in the world who is suffering in this way.
以为别人没有办法理解。
And you feel like nobody else can understand you.
没有错，要找到另外一个人，完完全全可以了解你的感受，有时候是不可能。
It's not wrong because to find someone who can completely understand what you are going through, it is close to impossible.
因为每个人的情况不一样。
Because every person is in their unique circumstances.
但是当全世界都没有办法体会我们的时候。
However, when the entire world cannot understand how you feel,
主耶稣会走出来。
The Lord Jesus, he will walk out before you.
他会把他的手给你看。
He will show you his hands.
你有多痛。
How painful do you feel?
那你的跟我的这个伤痕比起来，你明白吗？
Then look at my wound, look at my pain. How does your pain compare to mine? Do you understand?
你很痛吗？
Are you in pain?
看看我这里。
Look at my side.
主耶稣什么没讲？
The Lord Jesus, he didn't say very much.
门徒一看就喜乐了。
But as soon as the disciples saw his wounds, they rejoiced.
他们一想起主耶稣为他们受苦。
They thought of the suffering the Lord Jesus endured for their sake.
还有又想起又看见主耶稣已经复活了。
And they thought of and they saw the resurrection of him.
他们的伤痛就不见了。
And their sorrows and worries, their pain, it disappeared.
今天主要我们看的就是这一点。
The Lord Jesus, this is what he wants to show us today.
主耶稣要我们专注在看他为我们所钉的痕迹。
The Lord, he desires for us to focus and to pay attention to the suffering and the pain that he has had.
我们看希伯来书的第十二章。
Let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书的第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
二节。
Verse 2.
希伯来十二章的第二节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2.
仰望为我们的信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看了羞辱，忍受十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
当我们没有平安的时候，你要看什么？
When we do not have peace, where should we set our eyes?
你要看在十字架上的耶稣。
We should turn our eyes upon Jesus who is on the cross.
有个弟兄他快要离世了。
There was a brother who was in his last days.
医生也告诉他你剩下的日子不多。
The doctor told him that you do not have a lot of time left.
他在医院里面。
He was in the hospital.
他躺下去也没有办法睡。
Even when he lie down, he cannot sleep.
坐着也不舒服。
Even when he's sitting down, he's not comfortable.
每一次的呼吸都是困难。
Every breath he took, it was work.
他知道他的身体已经好像地上的帐篷已经快毁坏了。
He knew that his body was like a tent of this world about to crumble.
但是他每天看仰望耶稣。
Yet every day he turned his eyes upon the Lord Jesus.
他一有一点点精神，就听赞美诗。
If he had some strength one day, then he will listen to hymns.
一有一点点精神，他就听讲道。
If he has some strength another day, then he will listen to the word.
他说我每天都是仰望主。
He said, every day I strive to turn my eyes upon the Lord.
他就能够克服他的这些肉体的苦难。
In this way, he was able to endure and overcome these fleshly sufferings.
最后主耶稣接他回去，很平安。
In the end, the Lord took him home and he went peacefully.
所以无论我们怕的是什么，
Therefore, no matter what we are afraid of,
想起主耶稣的爱，
we must think of God's love.
就绝对不会跌倒。
And we will not stumble and fall.
再看回来约翰福音的第二十章。
Let's go back to the Gospel of John chapter 20.
约翰二十章的二十一节。
The Gospel of John chapter 20 verse 21.
耶稣又对他们说，愿你们平安。父怎么差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
Verse 21, again Jesus said, Peace be with you, as the Father has sent me, I am sending you.
22节，说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说你们受圣灵。
Verse 22, and with that he breathed on them and said, Receive the Holy Spirit.
23节，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了，你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。
Verse 23, if you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven.
主耶稣这里第二次跟门徒讲，愿你们平安。
Here the Lord Jesus said to his disciples a second time, may peace be with you.
那么这个第二次跟第一次所做的、所说的跟所做的用动作的不太一样。
And how he said this and the actions that followed the first time and the second time were a bit different.
主耶稣在这里第二次讲的时候，
When he said this the second time,
跟他们讲的就是说有圣灵的应许。
And he said this with the promise of the Holy Spirit.
父怎么差遣我，我怎么差遣你们。
As the Father has sent me, I am sending you.
然后呢，就跟他们吹了一口气，说你们受圣灵了。
And then they and then he breathed on him for them to receive the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣讲这句话的时候，门徒还没有领受圣灵。
When the Lord Jesus said this, they had yet to receive the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣吹一口气的时候，他们也还没得圣灵。
And when he was about to breathe on them, they have yet to receive the Holy Spirit.
它只是一个象征的动作。
And this is only a symbolic action.
真正得到圣灵，要等到使徒行传第二章五旬节的时候，他们圣灵降临说方言才是真正得到。
And the, when they actually receive the Holy Spirit, we have to go to Acts chapter 2 when they were praying.
但是这里告诉我们一点。
But here it tells us one point.
为什么人有时候不平安？
Why is it that we lack peace?
因为我们缺乏圣灵的同在，或者是缺乏圣灵的充满。
Because we either lack the abidance of the Holy Spirit or the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit.
你不知道自己要做什么。
You do not know what you ought to do next.
门徒本来是要去传福音。
The disciples, they were on their way to preach the gospel.
但是他们哪里都不敢去。
Yet they were afraid to go anywhere.
他们只是躲在门，躲在家里。
They were hiding out in their place.
所以说，我要给你们圣灵啊。
And the Lord Jesus said, I am to give you the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵的力量很大。
The power of the Holy Spirit is great.
会帮助你克服自己的恐惧，还有克服外面的困难。
It will help you. It will help you overcome and be victorious over your fear, over the external troubles that may be brought.
啊，这样子你们出去传福音不用怕。
In this way, go out to preach and have no fear.
所以有了圣灵的同在，就可以克服内在的不平衡。
When we have the Holy Spirit, then we can overcome the unrest in our hearts.
真教会是神所拣选的。
The true church has been chosen. It is the chosen church of God.
最宝贵的就是因为我们有圣灵。
And the most precious thing we have is that we have the Holy Spirit.
有时候你心里面烦恼的时候。
Sometimes when we have trouble in our heart.
我们要记得要祷告。
We must remember to pray.
有一个姐妹这样分享。
There was this sister who shared with me.
她一烦恼。
As soon as she has worries.
她一担心。
As soon as she has anxiety,
她就跪下去祷告。
She will kneel down to pray.
祷告的时候呢，一开始祷告没有办法很深入。
When she first kneels down, it's hard to focus.
但是她还继续坚持祷告。
However, she will keep on praying.
她用圣灵来帮她祷告的时候。
And when the Holy Spirit intercedes in prayer for her,
这个圣灵充满了。
And this, and she is fulfilled by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵好像活水的泉源在她里面。
The Holy Spirit is like a living stream of water, bubbling within her.
虽然她不知道灵言在讲什么。
Even though she does not know what the Spirit is saying in tongues.
但是她是知道圣灵在里面帮她祷告。
However, she knows clearly that the Holy Spirit is interceding in prayer for her.
她的心就能够静下来。
And soon her heart is able to quiet.
我们有时候一个人哦，想东想西啊，没人跟他讲话，有时候会想很多，会不平安。
There are times when even though we're not talking to anyone, but we are just thinking to ourselves, and we think so far, and there's chaos in our hearts.
所以我们尽量能够避免孤独。
We must try to avoid loneliness and solitude.
我们需要朋友。
We need friends.
我们也需要来教会。参加聚会，有弟兄姐妹团契。
We also need to come to church to attend service so that we can be surrounded by brothers and sisters.
因为一个人你会想太多了，有时候想歪一边呢。
Because one person alone in solitude can think a lot, and these thoughts can lead you astray.
但是有时候也难免你只有剩下一个人。
But there are times inevitably you are by yourself.
但是就算你真正只有一个人。
However, even if you are by yourself,
你要记住有圣灵在你里面。
You must remember that the Holy Spirit is within you.
只要你愿意跪下去祷告。
As long as you are willing, you're willing to kneel down to pray.
圣灵就会进入，让你有平安。
Then the Holy Spirit will enter you to give you this peace.
我们来看这个以西结书三十七章。
Let's take a look at Ezekiel chapter 37.
旧约的以西结书三十七章。
The book of Ezekiel in the Old Testament, chapter 37.
以西结书三十七章
Ezekiel chapter 37
第四节
verse 4
以西结书三十七章第四节
Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 4
他要对我说你向这些骸骨发预言说孤干的骸骨啊要听耶和华的话
verse 4 and he said to me prophesy to these bones and say to them dry bones hear the word of the Lord
第五节主耶和华对这些骸骨如此说我必洗使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。
Verse 5, this is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life.
第六节，我必给你们加上筋，使你们长肉，又将皮遮蔽你们，使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了，你们便知道我是耶和华。
Verse 6, I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.
这里以西结在异象当中看到一个 很骇人的惊悚的一个异象。
In a vision, Ezekiel saw a frightening sight.
哇，那神的灵将他提起来。
And he was lifted with the Spirit of the Lord.
在一个平原里面呢，有无数的千千万万的骸骨啊。
In this great valley, it was a field of bones.
今天我们天气好，喜欢去公园走一走，但是应该没有人喜欢去坟墓去那个 cemetery 里面走一走。
It's a beautiful day today, and many of us on a day like this, we want to take a stroll in a park. But I don't think many of us would automatically go to a cemetery.
除非你是去看，或者是去有的亲人埋葬在那边啊，去献花，或者是去思念。不然的话，平常不会去。
Unless you're going to the cemetery in remembrance of a loved one and to leave some flowers, but usually it's not a place that we would go to.
因为那边是埋葬死人的地方。
Because there lie the dead.
假如你一天去墓园走路，结果看到有一两根大的骨头在那边，你会吓死了。
And I think that if you are going to the cemetery and you see that there are bones protruding from the ground, I think you would be scared.
因为啊，看到骸骨啊，都是哎呀，心中很不安。
And because when you see dry bones on the ground, it is a feeling of unrest.
啊，骸骨就是画出来就是危险或者是死亡的记号。
Because bones or skeleton in our modern culture, it symbolizes death and poison and a bad outcome.
以西结在异象里面，竟然看到在平原里面千千万万的骸骨。
Yet Ezekiel, in his vision, he did not see only one, but it was a valley of dry bones.
不是刚刚死人的骸骨，是已经死了很久的干的骨头。
And not only the bones of a fresh body, but these bones have been deceased for a long time.
这些骨头代表什么？
What do these bones represent?
当时来说是代表以色列国。
At that time, it represented the Israelite kingdom.
已经亡国了。
Their kingdom has perished.
圣殿被毁坏了。
And the holy temple has been destroyed.
没有希望了。
There's no hope.
被分散在列国当中。
These people have been scattered among other nations.
很快就会消失了。
They were to disappear very soon.
在人看来是不可能的。
From the human perspective, this restoration is impossible.
神就问以西结说，这些骸骨可以活过来吗？
And the Lord asked Ezekiel, is it possible that these bones may live?
以西结说，神啊，你知道的。
And Ezekiel said, O sovereign Lord, you alone know.
神就跟他说了。
And the Lord said to him,
你跟这些骸骨说预言。
Prophesy to these bones.
然后呢，神会使他的气息，就是他的灵，进到骸骨里面。
Then the breath or the spirit of God will enter these bones.
他们就会起来。
And they will be risen up.
然后呢，我会给他肉。
And I will give them flesh.
让他长筋。
I will give them tendons.
给他皮肤包起来。
I will give them new skin.
让他成为一个活着的人。
So that they will become living beings.
还要成为神的军队。
And not only that, they are to become Christian soldiers.
哇，这个是一个很大的意象，真的，后来真的是这样发生了。
This was a great vision, and indeed it was fulfilled.
这个就是圣灵的力量。
This is the power of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，为什么我们今天没有平安？
And brothers and sisters, I ask you, why do we lack peace?
我们今天有很多的问题。
Because we have many problems.
没有办法解决。
There that we cannot find a solution for.
有时候我们呢，缺乏生气。
Sometimes we lack this liveliness.
有些时候我们碰到很绝望的情景。
We encounter a hopeless event.
好像枯干的骸骨。
And we feel like we are the dry bones themselves.
好像以色列国已经被灭了。
Just like the Israelite kingdom who has been destroyed.
但是哪有人想到，结果神又让他们复国，又让他们兴起。
However, who would think that not only did God restore this kingdom, but they are prosperous?
现代的以色列国1948年复国。
The modern day, the modern nation of Israel, they were restored in the year 1948.
他们亡国了2500年。
Their kingdom has been destroyed and in non-existence、
就是、
for over 2,000 years.
这是地上的以色列。
Which is to say, the physical nation of Israel.
今天我们是属灵的以色列人。
And today we are the spiritual Israelites.
神的选民。
We are the chosen people of God.
你有什么困难吗？
What troubles do you have?
主耶稣已经向你吹了一口气了。
And the Lord has already breathed upon you.
给你有权柄可以胜过罪。
He has given you authority to overcome your sins.
帮助你克服你的困难。
He has given you help to overcome your difficulties.
也帮助我们推动圣工。
And he has also helped us push forward our holy work.
所以主耶稣第二次跟他们说，愿你们平安。
Therefore, the second time when the Lord said to the disciples, "May peace be with you."
预言他们得圣灵。
And he prophesied that they would receive the Holy Spirit.
预言他们去传福音。
And he prophesied that they will go and preach to the nations.
真正的为主走出去，你的平安才来。
And truly, when you walk out of these doors in the name of the Lord, then peace will come upon you.
这很奇妙。有时候我们想说，我自己的问题都解决不了了，我怎么样帮神做见证？
It is mysterious how I cannot solve my own problems, but how can I still do work for the Lord?
所以说应该安慰我一下。
The Lord Jesus, he should have comforted me, right?
所以说不是这样讲。
The Lord Jesus, he did not say it in this way.
出去传福音。
He did not
出去，主耶稣的意思就是说，给你圣灵出去传福音。
What he means is for you to go and preach.
你去做我要你做的事情，你平安就会来了。
Do what I have obligated you to do, and peace will be with you.
主耶稣真的很爱他们。
The Lord Jesus, he loved them deeply.
再来看约翰福音。
Let's go back to the Gospel of John.
二十章。
Chapter 20.
第二十六节。
Verse 26.
过了八日。门徒又在屋内，多马也和他们同在，门都关了。耶稣来站在他们当中说，愿你们平安。
Verse 26, a week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you.
第二十七节。
Verse 27,
就对多马说，伸过你的指头来摸我的手，伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。
Verse 27, then he said to Thomas, put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it into my side, stop doubting and believe.
所以说第三次跟门徒说，愿你们平安。
The third time when the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, may peace be with you.
第三次讲的这句话是针对一个门徒叫做多马。
The third time when he said this, he was targeting one specific person who was Thomas.
那为什么要针对多马呢？
Why was he focused on Thomas?
因为多马在主耶稣之前显现的时候，他不在场。
Because Thomas, he was absent in the previous time when Jesus showed himself to the disciples.
门徒跟他说，主耶稣显现了，指给我们看他的手啊，还有他的肋旁啊。
And the other disciples told Thomas, did you know the Lord Jesus showed himself to us? He showed us his hands and his side.
这个多马也冷冷的。
And Thomas, he didn't care for it.
这二十五节这样说的，除非我亲眼看，亲手摸，不然的话我总不信。
In verse 25, he said to them, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where his nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it.
那多马因为他不信了，也会影响其他门徒的心。
Because of the unbelief of Thomas, it will also affect the faith of the other disciples.
多马一定还讲了很多。
Thomas, he must have said other things.
哪有这种事情啊？
And how could this be?
所以呢，门徒大家又怕起来了，门又关起来了。
And therefore, the other disciples they regained their fear and they closed their doors upon themselves again.
所以这里告诉我们，一个人的信心是会起起落落、高高低低的。
Here it tells us that the faith of one person it will ebb and flow, it will go up and down.
这个礼拜你信心可能很好，下个礼拜可能又有点担心。
Perhaps this week your faith is strong, but next week you have these worries and your faith has declined.
有时候你本来信心很好，结果听了某人讲了一番话，你又没有信心呢。
Or perhaps your faith is strong and fervent, but after hearing a conversation from somebody else, then your faith has declined.
我们没有自己想象那么坚强。
We are not as strong as we sometimes think we are.
但是主耶稣很有耐心。
But the Lord Jesus is patient with us.
所以说又出来了，在他们中间。
He showed himself and stood among them once again.
又是那一句话。
And he said the same thing.
愿你们平安。
Peace be with you.
为什么我们没有平安呢？
Why do we not have peace?
或者是本来有平安的，但是失去了。
Or perhaps you had peace in the past, but you have lost it.
原因很简单。
The reason is simple.
因为你对主耶稣的话没有办法完完全全的去信下去。
Because you do not have complete faith and belief in the word of the Lord.
我们不是不信，但是我们有条件。
It's not that we don't believe, but our faith is conditional.
就像多马。
Just like Thomas,
25节,
in verse 25,
多马却说，我非看见他的手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。
Just like what Thomas said in verse 25, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it.
我们常常用自己的理智来限制神的工作。
We often use our own logic to restrict the potential of God's work.
这种环境不可能啊，这个问题不可能解决的。
This problem, this circumstance, it is impossible for it to be resolved.
除非啊，怎么样。
Unless ABC.
我绝对不会相信的。
Unless ABC, I will not believe it.
有时候我们想神来满足我们的条件。
We often we give conditions to God to satisfy
what we request. 但是信心不是这样子。
However, faith is not like this.
信心是你先没有看见，但是你先接受。
Faith is believing in what you do not see.
看到才相信的，这不是信心呢。
If you see and then believe, then this is not faith.
如果今天主耶稣真的是要从天上要降下来， 活在你面前，让你看得见、摸得到，这个不叫新耶稣、啊。
If the Lord Jesus descends from heaven today and walk among you and talk to you and you can touch him and then you believe, then this is not faith.
如果你今天马上看到天国，进到天国里面，你就不叫新耶稣，进了天国了。
If today you are able to go to the heavenly kingdom, walk into its gates and see it with your own eyes, then you cannot say that I believe in the heavenly kingdom.
你看见了就不用相信。
When you see, then this is not believing.
相信就是你还没有看见，但是你接受了。
Believing is having faith but have not seen it yet.
心里面很确定。
However, you have certainty in your heart.
所以门徒他们的信心还是有疑惑。
Therefore, the disciples, they still had doubt.
主耶稣呢，再次出现。
The Lord Jesus appeared to them once again.
愿你们平安。
Peace be with you.
就真的是给多马看。
And it was for Thomas to see for himself.
我们刚刚读过了，主耶稣甚至说，你伸出你的指头来摸。
We read in this passage, he said to Thomas, reach out your hand.
探入我的肋旁。
And put it into my side.
不要疑惑，总要信。
Stop doubting and believe.
28节。
Verse 28.
多马说：“我的主，我的神。”
Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God."
这个时候，多马相信了。
At this time, Thomas finally believed.
他没有真正的伸进去摸。
He did not put his hand into the side of Jesus.
但是他已经完全相信。
However, at this point, he believed completely.
有时候我们像多马。
Sometimes we're like Thomas.
想要从神那边有一些很明确的明证。
We want these kind of signs, this kind of evidence from God.
有时候神会给我们。
Sometimes the Lord will indeed give them to us.
但是有时候他给多马摸的时候，多马又不敢摸。
However, in this case, when Jesus offered his side for Thomas to touch, then Thomas did not dare to touch him.
但是呢，主耶稣还是勉励我们。
However, the Lord Jesus still encourages us.
不要疑惑。
Do not doubt.
总要信。
But always believe.
所以如果你已经信了主了。
Therefore, if you already believe in the Lord Jesus,
但是你的心还常常的不平安。
Yet your heart still often has unrest.
对你的生活，对你的环境，对你遇到的困难。
Toward your life, toward your environment, toward the circumstances that you encounter.
你还是没有把握。
Then you still do not have complete faith.
可能你对主的话还有疑惑。
Perhaps toward the word of the Lord, you still have doubt.
你要抓住主。
You must grasp tight to
him. 主啊，我信心很小，求你加添我的信心。
Lord, my faith is small. May you add on to my belief.
让我不要疑惑。
May I not doubt.
总要信。
That I would always have faith.
所以主耶稣在这一章里面三次跟门徒讲。
In this chapter, the Lord Jesus said to the disciples three times.
在他们惧怕的时候。
When they were afraid.
在他们人生没有方向的时候。
When they had no direction.
遇到困难的时候。
When they encountered trouble.
甚至在疑惑的时候。
Or even when they had doubt.
说愿你们平安。
He said to them, "May peace be with you."
今天主耶稣也会在你面前。
Today the Lord Jesus will also come before you.
也会跟你说。
He will also say to you,
愿你平门平安。
May you have peace.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
355。
355.